In this journey of spirituality, perhaps the most important thing is detachment or absence of attachment. So far, we are attached to the objects of the world, to events, to relationships. It is bondage. And the more the attachment is over, that is, the more we become detached, the more we feel liberation, freedom. The saint says the detachment in human life, which is very important for attaining liberation, happens due to five causes. Sometimes it happens because of misery, pain. Some painful event happens. Somebody loses the dear one, suffers a loss, for example. One at once feels, what is the use of all this life? So detachment because of pain or misery. Then secondly, he says, next to that, detachment on account of fear. The element of fear is there. One is afraid of death, afraid of old age, afraid of loss in the business or work, losing the job. Then it develops, what is the use of life? Fear is another reason. Then thirdly, he says, detachment by thought, thinking. If we think, we find everything around us as temporary. Things are going away. And in thinking, we have that faculty of discrimination. This is good, this is bad, this should be done, this should not be done, like that. So detachment through thinking, it also develops. Then fourthly, detachment through spiritual practice, spiritual practices. When you are having the recitation of Lord's name in your heart, you are doing japa, you are detached at that time from your people, from the world. And another emotion starts coming to you. Love for God, love for a saint. You lose connection, mental connection you lose with objects, with people, surroundings, your house, when you have spiritual practices. And fifthly and finally, detachment of the realized person. That is complete. Realized person is attached to God only. And when somebody is attached to God, all detachment to material things, worldly things, they are gone, finish. These are the five sources or causes of detachment. They are more and more permanent according to this narration by me. At the lowest stage is the detachment generated by some grief, some pain. As soon when the pain is there too much in the knees or in the back, oh, my Lord, life is useless. Life is useless. And as soon as the pain is gone, there is so and so. Again is the stars, the same attachment. So it is at the lowest level. Fear also creates detachment, but as soon as the fear is gone, again you start merrymaking. Like that. More than that, more stationary is the detachment created by thinking, thought. It is more stationary, more permanent. Not permanent, but it stays deeper. But even more than thinking is the detachment which comes through spiritual practice, meditation, recitation, repetition of Lord's name. In this chanting, you completely forget the whole world. That is the reason we have chanting. In chanting, you are detached from everything. You don't know. You are in a different dimension of existence. Totally detached. So detachment, this fourth one, through spiritual practices, is deeper, it stays longer, purifies more, creates greater capability to have the realization. In the same way, when work is done as a matter of service for others, you are detached. That is also a spiritual practice. Selfless service is a spiritual practice, very important. You are detached. Because selfless service means there is no selfishness, no attachment. In the same way, charity. But what happens about the person who participates into charity? Detached from money. Detachment happens at once. So these spiritual practices, they create detachment. Finally, one who has experienced this self or experienced divine love becomes totally detached from everything because he or she is permanently attached to him, the Lord, divine love. But detachment is not dryness. In place of detachment comes love. And there is all the difference between attachment and love. Attachment creates bondage. Through attachment one wants possessiveness. Oh, you belong to me. Don't see that way. In love there is freedom. So, let this detachment in you increase. In a way, the first two are rather imposed on you, involuntary. That is, if there is pain, only then in the pain you think life is useless. The pain is not there, you again become the same. The second fear also, so far the fear is there, you feel detached from objects, people and all that. But the detachment that comes through thought is voluntary. Therefore one should think about the purpose of life. Thinking gives you that freedom. And a spiritual practice, of course, is totally voluntary. What I mean to say, let this detachment in you develop. The more you will become detached from the attractions of the material world, the body, the money, wealth, status, social status, respect, etc., etc., the more you will become detached from these elements, the more you will find attached to God. Because God always exists in you, your soul exists in you always. You are there in your pristine purity and glory. This is a process like that. So voluntarily thinking about the purpose of life, doing spiritual practices, reading spiritual books, serving others without any intention of reward, etc., giving money for charity, they are important for spiritual development, rather essential. No development happens without them. It is our duty, rather, in a way, if we have more than our needs, whose money is that? Whose wealth is that? The society of the people, those who don't have that much. So why do we even boast about it? Why to feel very much elevated by doing? That's a part of duty. This is the angle which a seeker has to adopt in life. So I wish for you may develop in detachment step by step.